This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello, elegant listeners and viewers, and welcome to Go, My Favorite Sports Team, the ever elegant sports podcast for all of your beautiful ears listening experience and fantastical eyes spotlighting our beautiful faces and sports.
Uh-huh. And I'm here too.
You're one of the beautiful faces.
Oh, thank you.
If not the more beautiful face.
Oh, well, thank you.
I like your actually I really like your combination of your headband and your shirt today.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't planned, but I appreciate it.
Kind of Christmassy, but not. It's like subtly. But the red shirts look good on you. That red in particular.
Thank you. You look great as usual. Your shirt still really combos well with the background. I don't
know. You're struggling on this compliment game, you know?
Well, I mean, it's just I didn't know that this was the complimentary episode. I didn't come prepared.
Well, that's fair.
But today is maybe a complimentary episode because we are going to be doing a bit of a retrospective. Whatever that really means. What is the definition of retrospective? Looking back on or dealing with past events or situations. Well, that sounds like we're going to address some drama. Wait, no. An exhibition or compilation showing the development of the work of a particular artist over a period of time.
Sam, in this moment, after Mark finished saying that, just do a quick, like, a whole bunch of just our faces over the last year's episodes.
Yeah, go dig through that. Do the most amount of work for a tiny little thing. Do it! Do it now! All right, there, it's done. Basically, we wanted, it's a new year, so that means that we're going into this next year. Last year was an interesting chapter. Moving to video on Spotify and like going into this like season 2 with the winter theming, which I think is still there.
It's still there. We haven't officially hit season 3. I think season 3 will start March.
I don't even know when these seasons actually occur. Yeah, so we wanted to take a look at how this year was, or the past year was anyway, and kind of discuss what's going on in our lives, how it's changed, how stuff has occurred, and basically kind of talk over everything and where sports are today and how the audience is progressed in terms of learning sports.
I mean, we've covered a lot going back on the tier list episode that ended the year. We've actually covered a lot of different sports.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question. Is it moderately depressing? And that's a hell of a way to start this, but
that's an interesting preface.
Is it a little depressing to think that the whole Taylor Swift, Kelsey, whatever his name, did more to get non-sport people into sport than we probably have the entirety of us doing this podcast?
That is depressing, but it only brought them to start looking at one sport.
Right, 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 right.
The thing that makes me excited more about this podcast is not only the fact that I'm sharing my sports passion, but we're expanding even my own knowledge base of sports that I've never played and stuff like that. But we're crossing all different sports. We're not just focusing on one thing. We're not just focused on American sports, even though a lot of Europeans and people that have been listening to the podcast and watching the podcast have yelled at me like, it's not all about America. I'm trying. The hard thing is getting information about stuff that doesn't occur in the U.S. in the U.S.
Yeah.
Like sporting news, trying to look at international sporting news is incredibly hard to find in the U.S.
Which is why we have to be the ones that bring that international sporting news and attention to the mass. But still, even if it is, you know, just one sport, there is something to be said about a gateway sport to get more people into the idea of sport in general, because that's how it usually occurs. You know, people get one interest and then they're kind of hooked and then they want to go to the next one. They want to find out more. The season ends and it's like, is it over? You got to find another one. It kind of naturally leads one to another. And so should we be ashamed?
I don't think we should be ashamed, but maybe this could inspire an opportunity. We need to find an international sensation superstar that everybody knows.
Just that easy.
To come on this podcast, talk about sports and their interests with us, you know?
Go on.
Any names coming to mind, Mark? You know?
Nope, nothing.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is coming on the podcast.
No, I hope. Ryan, come on. We'd love to talk to you about your soccer team and everything.
He has a soccer team?
Mm-hmm.
Can we have a soccer team?
We could. I've actually have somebody talking to me about an investment opportunity with regard to a team.
Wow, are they good?
No, but the idea is to... The idea is for us to build them up. They can be the official Go My Favorite Sports Team.
I love the honesty. You know, I really appreciate that.
If they're asking for investors, they're probably not good, Mark, at least in the current moment.
All right. Okay.
But there may be opportunities for that. And it is sad that it took one person just happened to date another person who's a professional athlete to bring more people into the sports realm that did more than us. That is depressing.
Uh-huh, yeah. So should we retire?
No.
No?
That's quitting. That's a quitting mentality.
That's not very sportsmanlike, I get you. And we here at Go My Favorite Sports Team are all about the honor of sports, the integrity is the word that I was looking for. We have integrity always and forever.
And we have a heart. We have the heart of an athlete. We don't give up when going gets tough.
Yeah, you think that as soon as they break up, you think that the sport people there are gonna keep going with that? No, maybe. I don't know. But we can hope so. We can be there to get the sloppy seconds of...
Wait, are you... That sounds, like, worse. That sounds like you're like, we are there to get the sloppy seconds of Taylor Swift.
Oh, no, not that. No, I meant, like, the people, the sporting people there. We just gotta be there to catch the trickle-down effect.
Taylor Swift's sloppy fan seconds who learned about football.
You're making it worse. You ruined all of this, is what I'm trying to be very honorable about this. We're not going to be able to get the runoff if we are plotting like that. We got to plot a little better.
Oh, that's a better word. The runoff. That's good.
I don't know if that's a better word. I think they're all bad and I regret it saying it in the first place. So let's start the podcast over. Let's go, my sports team. Back at it again with a retrospective about this episode. We're proud.
We've got our heart in sports in this podcast. We've poured our heart and soul into this, and we're so happy with how it's going, even if it's not as good as just one person dating another.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yes, done, fixed. Everyone's happy now. You guys are happy, right? That's the whole point of all this, to bring the happiness in, to make people happy about sports.
Yes. I said no, but when you were saying that earlier, and I was like, wait, yes.
Yes.
Mark, have you actually seen, so there's actually been quite a few posts on the Reddit that I saw, basically people like thanking me, like people that didn't know about either of us that have come on and watched the podcast. I got a message on TikTok, actually.
How do you get a message on TikTok?
So in all honesty, TikTok is trying to been forcing everybody to open messages to all, and then it automatically did it to me and I had to revert it. So I got the message. They basically messaged me thanking me for the podcast and basically thanking us for the podcast because they always felt like sports were gatekept from them. And it was something that they just never had access to and felt like even a slight interest getting into it. And so posting of the clips made them have intrigue because it was funny. We usually post the funny stuff, and then they started listening, and they're like, wow, I'm actually learning about sports and being interested in sports when otherwise they wouldn't have. felt like they had access to it. So,
well, that's nice.
Those each individual messages, while we may not be hitting it on a grand scale, for me, it's about those moments and those quality engagements. And those are the things that matter.
And we shouldn't be ashamed.
Well, Taylor Swift isn't actively like getting people interested in football. They're literally just making their own investment into it because they're like, oh, Taylor's watching it. We got to know what's going on because then we can watch to see mm-hmm. Taylor Swift at the game and maybe go to the game.
And then get an idea of how their relationship is progressing, because if Travis starts losing, then oh no, Taylor Swift can't be with a loser. Got to be with a winner.
I mean, there was already a big deal that was stupidly made out of, and it invaded my brain, so I'm making it invade yours, that Travis didn't skip practice to go to join Taylor Swift for her birthday.
No.
So people made a big deal out of that.
Uh-huh, as they should. That's, oh, it's horrible. Who does he think he is?
Oh, man, what kind of professional athlete does his job instead of dating the probably the most well-known person on Earth?
Absolutely. Well, who is the most well-known person on Earth?
I really do think it's Taylor Swift. As far as living, currently living?
Not even, like, the president?
100% she beats the president. 100%.
the president.
Yeah, of the United States, yeah. She is more well-known than the president of the United States. Across the world.
Across the world?
100%. Like, the president as a person versus the position. The position would be more well-known, but the person, no.
I guess that's fairly true, because, like, the president does change. So the position definitely could be. Who is the most well-known?
Apparently, Dwayne Johnson is number one on this list.
No, Dwayne Johnson's number seven on this list. That doesn't make any sense.
Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Dwayne Johnson, Bill Gates, maybe.
The Pope.
The Pope. Pope could be. Yeah, but that's, again, like a position.
Yeah, the position, I guess. Yeah, Oh, someone did point out, well, they were saying, like, Messi and Ronaldo, who I don't really know who they are, but I guess that makes sense. Like, with soccer being the most followed person on Instagram is Ronaldo, whoever that is, with 573 million followers.
Really beats Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Look, I don't doubt that Taylor Swift is very popular. I totally get that. And I'm probably making people very upset right now. But in all honesty, like, I kind of do. I'm like, oh, but is she? People probably really well known, but I don't know about, like, completely well known. Queen of England before passed away. And that's even outside of the position, because everyone throughout history, throughout her entire life, was aware of Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
The second.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
Outside of Taylor Swift, what's more important is about this podcast. We can't keep talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd say in this year, we've done a ton more primers as far as sports goes, because there's all sorts of sports all around the world. There's tons of sports to always learn about. I doubt we could cover all of them in any kind of legitimate way. One of the things that we wanted to do a lot more of that we haven't been able to do because I've been so busy with the movie is more live action videos, especially even just right here on Spotify. We wanted to try a lot more sports. We want to do a lot more guest spots. It really was this year, for me anyway, was completely taken over by the movie, which I did not expect to happen.
First of all, thank you for making the time to still get all of the episodes done. Technically, we have not missed a week. We missed a week?
Yeah, Tyler, Wade and Bob definitely helped out and picked up a little bit, so that was nice of them. I appreciate that.
This is the first, like, full year we had where we had an episode every week. We at least had 52 episodes in 2023. Which is crazy to think about. Not all of them were video, but an episode every week. It's no a video every day kind of thing, but it still takes an incredible amount, especially with you doing all of the movie stuff that you were doing and everything involved, making the time, like, that huge.
Well, thank you. I was such a huge sacrifice. Well, actually, no, here's the thing. It actually was tough because one of the things I had to make sure is that, you know, we did this podcast, but also like I'm doing Distractible too. And it was kind of draining because it's like I'm doing those, like all that. That's 3 episodes a week for that. And then I got to keep up with my normal content, which a lot of this year I was not able to post videos on a regular basis. Much at all. And so it was just like completely slim, nonstop. It's kind of slowed down a bit now. I mean, holidays, but it's going to pick up again as soon as, you know, everyone gets back from the holidays. I'm going to have to go out to Texas for a little bit. But yeah, as far as like this podcast goes, I think what I want to do with when people are listening to it is this year. What I want to do this year is just say, I really do want to do more trying these sports, doing actual content about the sports, making it more robust in the kind of reporting in a way of what these sports actually is, sourcing clips for highlights of sports. Because if we're doing video, I want to do like a sizzle reel of that sport to give it like some pizzazz for the primer of it. Because we're doing video, and I know that a lot of people want to see or want to listen to the podcast for the sake of listening to the podcast. But being a YouTuber, you know, I want to encapsulate all that there is to video and all that it has to offer, because there's just like so much more beautiful things to show you guys. And don't watch in the car. I get it. Some people like I want to add a bit more pizzazz too.
Well, and I think part of that too is like ever since we've done video, we have not done in the same room,
which is kind of crazy. I think it got a little comfortable because especially after I started like being home again, like this one here. Well, not today, because I was waiting for a dumb package. I was sitting in my living room being like, we were going to start at noon, and it was just one of those things where I was like, yeah, they're going to be here anytime. They said they would schedule it. And I'm sitting there because every single time that I'm not looking, I miss it immediately, like door tag and everything. They've been very good lately, but because I've been watching like a hawk every single time that, in fact, I got to make sure that.
Yeah, make sure that most recent one got taken care of, right?
All right, it's fine. But it's just like, I was sitting around, but I could have come over. Like, I don't know why I didn't.
Well, I mean, it's also like that in and of itself, because of the way things are set up right now, we have to figure out the stuff. I know you have the tech that you had grabbed for.
Yeah, I stole that card for my computer because my capture card blew up. So I got to get another, that reminds me, I got to get another one of those. Oops.
Yeah. So, and getting all of that set up so that we have everything in place so that we can record in person and have everything in front of us really easily and accessible and have everything functioning is definitely something we're going to work on getting done in the new year, this year in particular, I'm sure.
There are definitely some moments where it's just been kind of overwhelming for me anyway. It's just like really overwhelming in terms of the amount of work this year, which is why next year, as soon as Iron Lung is done, is like I'm not gonna be jumping into the next big project. I really am not. I've been telling a lot of people that, and they go like, oh yeah, sure. And so it's like, yeah, I know, I literally don't want to do this year again in the way that it was done. And a lot of that comes down to like learning from mistakes, not mistakes so much as just like inefficiencies. And I know a lot of people would be like, oh yeah, you're making a movie. It's like, it's not that. That's not the issue, because Space was a more complex project than this one. It was just this and trying to do everything else at the same time while also like dealing with some other stuff. It's been complicated and it's been complex. And with the other projects of the podcast, weren't a part of it. So really, it has been focusing on the podcast is like thrown a new wrench into things. And I don't want to like shortchange one for the other. And I want to focus on the things that are fun and make them fun. So that's like where that is for me.
And I mean, I'm excited because then I actually get to see you in person more for the last. Holy hell. I think this is the year we've seen each other the least.
Yeah, probably.
Since I moved out to LA.
Well, besides COVID.
Well, besides COVID, yeah. Yeah, well, that was a different time. I saw 5 people, you being one of them.
But yeah, it has been a bear. But it's new year, which means new time. Do you have a resolution?
I think my biggest resolution is, again, I've been actively working on it. I've lost a lot of weight. So continuing along those lines in my fitness trajectory. I don't think I ever talked about it. I got up to like 245 last year. And I was just like, that's when I had the hernia. And I literally was like, wow, I need to get my shit together, because likely because of the weight gain put pressure on that, which caused the hernia. I had the surgery. I dropped down to like 205. From 240. Mm-hmm. I lost 35 pounds in like, I think it was 6 months. I've put a little bit of weight back on since I had the eye surgery, and then I got sick, and I just haven't been able to do anything because I also hurt my back in October. So it's just like been a whole mess. But getting back into that, I know I'm going to be traveling a good amount next year. My biggest resolution now is I've gotten the ball rolling for my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm actually recording and creating content on that front, and hopefully doing more things along those lines, which has been really fun.
When people are listening to this, will you have been back from your trip by now, or would you be in the middle of it?
This will be before I've gone on my trip.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I haven't officially announced where I'm going yet, but I'm going to be gone for a month in 2024.
Man, I can't even, I remember I took a month in Korea. Thinking about doing that right now is insane to me. Like, I was like, how did I steal a month? How did I get a month?
Mm-hmm.
How did I have a month free? Like, did people even realize that I was in Korea for a full month? Like, I was. And that was very nice. I liked it a lot. Good times all around. Was it a month? Was it 3 weeks?
3 weeks is close enough to a month.
3 weeks, close enough. Yeah, but next year when my schedule opens up, one of my resolutions is that I want to finish learning Korean. Well, finish is an arbitrary term. But it's something that I haven't talked about a lot for anybody because this year I've been so busy that it was actually my resolution this year was like, and I had kept up with it. Every day I was doing an hour or more of studying Korean and I was making incredible progress. And then filming started and everything went to hell. Even my fitness goals like got thrown in the trash. Like I had no time for anything, like nothing like that. And once you break a habit, it's hard to get back into it. I didn't have time to establish any habits again. Like I was not able to get into the mode to be able to go do the things that I needed to do or even sit down in the mornings when the first thing I was thinking about wasn't just like, oh God, what crisis is next? It's been kind of crazy.
Honestly, this year has been a lot of weird crises.
Micro crises.
My hernia surgery.
What's having a hernia like? Just for the people at home.
So in all honesty, it's not that painful. Like there's different versions of hernia. Mine was umbilical hernia. It's like you notice something different about your body. So umbilical hernia is where your hernia is by where your umbilical cord used to be.
Oh.
So like your belly button. So I suddenly was like, and it hurt. I had felt like a twinge of pain when it first happened, but I never thought anything of it. And then I was like showering one day and I'm like, that's weird. My belly button's a different shape. There's this bump in there.
Oh, God.
And so, like, and it wasn't painful. It was just there. It was painful if, like, I pushed on it or stuff, but I noticed it would get bigger and smaller based on position and stuff. But it just is, like, it almost looks like you have this weird tumor, but it's not. It's just, like, your skin bulges out in a spot that it shouldn't have bulged out.
That can just happen?
Yeah.
That can happen?
Yeah. So there can be people that are more prone to it due to genetics, but weight gain, different stuff like that can cause that as you work out and strain. Basically, what ends up happening is you have this layer of smooth muscle that keeps all of your insides contained within your insides and away from your skin. Well, if that tears, then all of a sudden it's like bloop. And so like your intestines or like pieces of fat on your body and stuff like that will like just like pop through.
Your innie can become your outie.
Yes.
Ah. Well, that's unfortunate.
And luckily, mine was so small that they didn't have to put mesh in because mesh has its own issues. They just went in, pushed what was popping out back in, and then like stitched it together.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yep, and that's hernia.
Oh, boy. Good stuff.
But there are some really like dangerous ones from people like clenching when they're lifting that all of a sudden their insides become outside. So there's some really bad ones that can not only be deadly, but also can be excruciatingly painful and mess up your entire biological system as far as specifically digestion. Most common is like in your abdominal region and the peritoneal cavity and intestinal region. It's also likely that my peritoneum was weakened because of my peritoneal dialysis when I was on kidney transplant, because that stretched my peritoneum by pushing fluid in there and pumping fluid out in order to basically do what my kidneys weren't doing at the time.
This is all I'm sorry I asked. I regret. No. It's actually very interesting because I've never had a hernia, but I've had a lot of abdominal problems, and I would hate to have that added onto the list because that sounds unpleasant.
What all happened in 2023? There's so much stuff. I have this blank to me. It was like July, and then I was like, wait, it's December? What happened? Like legitimately, because I traveled a bunch this year. In fact, I went up a medallion status with Delta.
Oh, hell, congratulations. I got to check to make sure I get my miles for my most recent flight. But yeah,
you better.
Congratulations.
So I went from being the lowest medallion to now the gold.
There you go.
I traveled a bunch. I saw like a bunch of friends in different areas, but a lot of it was work related. Went to film things. It was an insanely busy year, getting all of the episodes planned, figuring out my schedule to make time when you had time in order for us to record Go.
Yeah, I think we've had like the most irregular schedule of anything ever.
Yeah, because a lot of my work, I was able to like move stuff around a lot easier than I, and it's just us two as opposed to Distractible with trying to coordinate with all three. And then Bob has his kid. Wade like moved again.
Yeah.
Like this was the most stable year for me to be able to be like, okay, I can move that around so that when you're available, I'm available.
Mm-hmm. Instead of like constantly being about complaining, and as we wrap this up, what's your favorite thing about this year though? Other than hernias and getting older and schedules being all kerflunkled.
My favorite thing about this year, I jokingly want to say that it's over, but that's not true. Honestly, I've been able to, like, for me, it was finally getting guests on the podcast, being able to have those conversations with Tony Acevedo, Alex Honnold, Samantha Tan. Of course, we only got those three because then the movie stuff took over and we didn't have time. I got closer with my brother, which was huge. I went out to visit him for a bit and went paragliding with him. We went rock climbing and stuff. And that's a big thing for me, especially, you know, since my mom passed. Like, my mom always wanted me and my brother to have the similar relationship she had with her sister. But we always butt heads. And in this past year, we've gotten a lot closer and talked a lot more, which has been absolutely phenomenal. It's really cool to see what my brother's doing and being able to actually share those experiences and actually talk to each other about our lives, because we used to just both be kind of closed off towards each other on that front. I feel like both of us have opened up more.
Yeah, I want to get closer with my brother too. You know, being out here in LA is just like so distant, and you know, we were never really that great about keeping up. But you know, I'm finally going back. This will be the first time, actually. People recorded this before I went back home for Christmas. This will be the first time I was in Cincinnati all year. Like, I have not gone back home. And usually I could do multiple trips. I've been to Korea more than I've been home. One thing I do like about this year that I've had is like the amount of stuff that I've learned. I couldn't put into paper how much I've learned this year. It has been the most expansive knowledge gaining year of my life, probably even in college, you know, and I can't tell you anything I learned in college, but even at any other point in my YouTube career, there's been no year that I have learned more about the process of filmmaking, this process of data management, data storage, like lenses, like camera equipment, stuff like that. More, and all that sounds probably boring individually to people, but it's very exciting for me because it's all like factors in an artistic expression that I love a lot. I've learned so much more about editing. I basically like had to relearn an entire editing program and learn all the new features of it, learning about visual effects, like how to do them, more in-depth knowledge in the actual practical application of it. All of these are just like different paintbrushes with which to paint. And I like that. Or if you can think about it this way, it's different tools. No, it's different toys in your play box. That's really what it all about. Like, I have a bunch of new toys and I like that. And a lot of the lessons that I learned are different in terms of like how to do things more efficiently and yada yada and like da 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 da. But also, yeah, it's been very exciting. And I've learned a lot about sports. I've learned new sports that I've never known before. And that's interesting.
Well, tools in your toolbox do fit because the skills you learn to be able to use the new tools and stuff along those lines. So
it is. Yeah, it's one thing to have a tool. It's another thing to know how to use that tool. It's like what I was saying. I don't know when I was saying it or to who, but I like to equate it to people think that a crayon is just a children's toy. How many people have mastered a crayon? Mastered it. And mastery of anything is so far beyond just being able to use that to make something. That's being proficient with the tool. Mastery is when you can transform that tool into something nobody has imagined or pushed it past the point being able to excel at it. It's like learning to melt crayon to create art, transform the tool into its own artistic expression. When people play guitar, you know, they can play guitar really well. When you've got people playing, like using the guitar as an instrument that it has never been used in that way before, that's mastery of something. And I'm not saying I'm master of the crayon, and I'm not saying I've mastered much of anything, but it's all coming together eventually, maybe someday.
Well, to bring it back to the podcast, I'm actually really curious. I know you don't necessarily have like names of episodes, you have hard times with names and stuff like that, and sometimes forget stuff. Is there an episode that we did this past year that has stuck out to you as the one that you've held on to the most or had the most fun with? We did 52, and a lot were primers.
What was the episode where both of us were just completely unhinged? Because I don't really remember like main episode topics. I remember just like there was one episode where it was just insanity the whole way through. We were laughing the entire time.
Was that the curling primer with the eulogy?
That was a good one. Oh, the eulogy. Oh, God, the eulogy. Was that curling or hurling? Wasn't that hurling?
Curling. Hurling was the St. Paddy's Day. Yeah, curling.
Oh, man. That wasn't where we were, like, completely unhinged, but that was... That eulogy. That eulogy does stick out in my head extremely. If people don't know what we're talking about, curling primer, the eulogy... I've never heard anything funnier in my life. That was the funniest eulogy. And I can't even remember why. I got to go back and listen to it.
The unhinged episode. I want to say it's the one you hostily took over where we talked about like juggling, but I feel like there's another one.
There's a few where, because so those are the product of like being so busy, where it's like we get in there and I think just both of us are tired. It's super late at night and it's just like, just lose our minds for 45 minutes so that we can get something out there. And it's like,
we just found time or something and just had to get something. That was the one that was going to be the skiing primer. And then you're like, no. I'm sure the audience will let us know which one was the most unhinged. We were definitely really unhinged. Oh, dating. The dating, is dating a sport, was really good. That's when you discovered the sex is a sport thing, I think. Oh, man. There are a few that stick out in that way where I felt like we were both just off the walls.
Yeah, sometimes that's what I like about constraints. And what I want everyone to remember is like a lot of people, you know, when they look at what I'm doing or they hear me talk about like work ethic or mentality about work, they always go like, oh, but remember to take a break. And it's like, yeah, I've also learned a lot more about having to take a break. But there is something magical about constraints, about being limited, about not having enough time, about having to make do with something, because I don't know, there's always a slogan like art is never finished or whatever, yada yada, you know. There is wisdom in keeping busy. There's also lack of wisdom in keeping busy, but there's wisdom in it, or there is something nice about it, because sometimes being forced to do something, you have no choice but to get this done, and this time there's no other time to do it. It's either not do it or do it. And that is a good place to be, because oftentimes you're like, well, I have to do it. So motivation isn't a factor. And then something magical can come out of it. It can also be like shit, but something magical can come out of it. It is just like, it's down to the wire. It has to be done. You will be impressed with yourself and your ability to push through these times. And of course, every day should not be that. But sometimes it is good for you. It is. There's such a thing as positive stressors, and always playing it safe and not knowing when your limit actually has been reached is important to discover for yourself. And that can only happen when you do it multiple times. And yes, there's stress, there's all this trouble, there's the inability to understand your own limits, but you don't know your limits until you find your limits. So that's why I always want to push myself further and harder. And this year has been an excellent example I've still got a lot in me to give and discover and learn.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It might have been Hockey Primer 2.0.
Oh, it might have been. That was a good one. Ah, yes. So all the hockey people can finally be happy if they had the brain cells to perceive happiness.
There's an episode titled Fascinating but Terrifying, so it could have been that one.
Good.
I really liked the Lumberjack Games one. I thought that was really fun. Cheese rolling was pretty chaotic. Home field advantage was a little unhinged.
Oh, yeah, that one was where we were trying to, like, was that the one where we were going back and forth and, like, each of us was taking turns? What was the one where it was baseball related where I...
Fan interactions? I know proof or death was when you were checking me.
This is where ChatGPT came into play. I know some people are, like, up in arms about ChatGPT, but sometimes it's very funny. It's very funny.
I'm literally just searching through the list because I'm like, I don't remember which one, but Fascinating but Terrifying alludes to it. We had weird workouts. That was one. I don't think we were unhinged on that one. The one that made me laugh the most was definitely the Taylor Swift heart Travis Kelce.
You loved that one.
So I loved that one because you had the reaction I exactly wanted you to have. The anger of why we're doing this was perfect.
Played right into your hands. Now that one was just great.
And so many people were yelling at me about it. I'm like, guys, you don't understand. This is like a satire. I went into this rabbit hole because I also think it's stupid that people are invested in this relationship, which is why I did it.
But good for them, you know, and now we're all better for it. And, you know, we started this episode. This year was the year of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, I think.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. The other one that I absolutely loved, Sports Ghost Stories.
Oh, that might be the one that I was thinking of, because I did really, really like that one.
Yeah, we both were unhinged. You went down the path, and then I built on the path, and we just kept going.
Ah, good stuff. Good stuff.
But yeah, there were a few really standout episodes in this season, this last year, that I really enjoyed. So
next year, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows? Should be fun, though.
I feel like we continue to improve. We've got more opportunity to do stuff as you have more time. And maybe you guys will see more live action stuff where Mark's actually there instead of me holding his face in a cardboard cutout.
No way.
It's still funny. I love that I still have that.
Well, good for you. May it haunt your house forevermore.
I'm sure it will.
Well, we got a whole year to look forward to and a year's worth of content to get to, so we best get to it.
And my resolution for you guys, make better jacuzzis. There is the Jacuzzi contest, so, you know.
Yeah, there is. That'll be voted on in the next episode when we all return from the new year, from the old year to the new, which we are already in when you're listening to it, but we are trapped in the past, and you need to unlock our time prison to free us. So get to it.
The only way to unlock us is by sharing the podcast with a friend.
Or an enemy.
Or an enemy.
Or an enemy.
Or a anonymous person
or a complete stranger. Yeah,
there it is. That's for whatever reason I couldn't think of stranger.
No one's a stranger to Tyler. Everyone's a friend.
No, they're an acquaintance.
Everyone's an accomplice to his crimes.
They're an anonymous to the world.
Yep. And you can be an anonymous too, because we don't have merch at the moment. It'll be back up soon.
It is in the process. Insert constructions.
Put in some construction noises for those not watching.
We'll see you throughout this year. We've got a bunch of cool episodes planned. I'll be going out of town for a month, but we'll make sure that we get ahead and get episodes going. Outside of that, go to the subreddit, interact on the Discord, and if you want to find us elsewhere, you can go check out our YouTube channels and social media channels. Mark as Markiplier and me as Tyler Scheid or Apocalypto12.
Bye.
Bye.